Damn.
Hey, is this Ted?
Yeah, congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, I didn't know you would. Yes, I think you did say you would get married.
Yeah, I got married on Friday. So, mm-hmm. It was a busy week. And I apologize mm-hmm. if there was, a little disconnect there. I had asked, my supervisor to give you a call. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on because I kept emailing. And I was like, okay, well, I guess you must be busy.
Yeah, and I'm coming back into a whole lot of that right now, so just trying to mm-hmm. shake it all out. Okay, so basically it looks like, the option that we have is just that $5,250 at the time being.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with that, I saw your email that you just sent, what happens when mm-hmm. it's paid off. That mm-hmm. that particular program is what I call kind of a last resort starter package. So I know it's not very much, but what it does is it allows you to start a relationship with us. So the same rule of thumb that I discussed before on renewing, like it's a renewable source, applies to this. So it's a short-term 4-month loan. But once you get 2 months into it, you would be eligible for refinancing and additional funding. So if the $5,250 is something that you can start with and, at mm-hmm. least pay off a little of that debt to give you a little breathing room and you're mm-hmm. able to make the payments for 2 months, from there mm-hmm. we'd be able to open it up and get you additional financing. But it would be 2 months down the line.
Okay.
Now, if it's something that we'd be looking into, you'd be looking at, it looks like an $88 a day payment mm-hmm. on that loan. Now, mm-hmm. how's that sounding? Does it sound like something that we'd be that might help, or would we be better served to try to wait this out and see when something more is available?
Well, if we do that and apply it to it, that will cut it down some.
Yeah, and typically with these, I see this approval a lot, and it's usually a 50-50 split. On sometimes it makes sense, sometimes it doesn't. The areas that it does make sense is when it can give you a little breathing room and mm-hmm. establishing that relationship for the additional financing in the future. That's always a good option, but you need to make sure that you're able to make it that 2 months into that loan period.
Because that's the problem.
Okay, because the time that it doesn't make sense is when that's just digging you a deeper hole, and that's not what we want to do.
Because the other one will be paid off in September.
Okay, September, we're in July, yeah, September. Okay, yeah, so, by the time we would come around to the refinancing, not only would you be eligible for more financing just based on having the relationship, but mm-hmm. the balances on your loans that you have right now mm-hmm. are going to be lower, and that's going mm-hmm. to open up a whole lot more for you as well.
Would the source be different at that point?
I'm sorry?
Or would it be the same? Would a source be different in that point, or would it be the same source?
It would be the same.
Okay. Because I would be trying to get away from that daily draw thing.
Okay, and the way that works, we do have weekly options available. We have monthly options available, too. But it comes down to qualifying for them. Right now, you just qualify for the daily. The reason for that is, the difference between a daily and a weekly payment, on the lender side of things, it's safer for a lender to do a daily payment because if there is a problem, they know immediately. They don't, time doesn't pass before they find out. Now, for the initial one, daily is the only thing that's on the table. But once you do establish the relationship and the risk is kind of lowered, from there we can try to get you qualified for a weekly or a monthly. But to start, daily is what we're working with.
All right. So we're going to have 3 dailies that are being pulled.
Yeah, and this one, it looks like it would be, like I said, $88.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can go ahead and generate the documents for this and let you take a look at it and review it. To do that, I just need a copy of a voided check and a driver's license.
Okay.
And then, if you send those over to me, it takes me about an hour to get the documents generated. And then from there, you can take a look at it, and we can usually, if it makes sense, we can get the money, deposited into the account in 24 hours.
Okay. I'll send that over.
Okay, yeah, so just go ahead, send me the voided check and a driver's license, and I'll shoot the documents back to you as soon as I can.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, thanks a lot. And again, I apologize for the little delay there, but
Okay.
we'll get this moving for you.
All right, thanks, Sam.
Okay, thanks a lot.